passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back as we are here for one more hour and looking forward to talking to you. Let's continue, and Duron is up next. Hello, Duron.
Hey, bud, how you doing today?
We are doing great.
All right, look, today I'm not going to fuss or cuss or raise Cain, but I was looking at everything yesterday, and if everything plays out and Bama beats Georgia in the SEC championship, you got 2 1-loss teams, you could have 4 0-loss teams, and the SEC not even make it to the playoff.
Now, the odds of Alabama as a 1-loss SEC champion not making it to the playoffs are 0.
Why would you do that? I mean, really, I mean, let's be honest about it.
I will quit. I will walk out of here if that happens.
Well, I'm just saying, if you
what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Coach Saban, and we're going to get our own tournament.
Well, what I'm saying is, if you got 4 teams with 0 loss, this is the way
it's
built.
I know what you're saying. I hear you.
But it's not. I mean, why would it not be? Because let's go ahead and be honest about it. It's all about money. And if you don't have an Alabama or SEC team in the playoffs, it doesn't generate money for TV time. That's correct, correct?
Well, the TV money's already there. It doesn't matter who's in the playoffs. It's already been established. But it is. I mean, I know what you're saying. I know the scenario you're talking about. But all I would suggest, as lame as this will sound, is just let it play out. We will not have this issue at the end.
Okay. Let me say this one other thing. So basically, the year before the playoffs started, Auburn got screwed out of the BCS game. It's the same thing now.
Well, yeah,
you're
what happened
put,
there
you're put,
in 2000.
You're going to put a zero-loss team in there.
Yeah, 2004, here's the scenario. Oklahoma and USC started the season 1-2. Auburn, I don't even know if they were ranked. And Auburn went undefeated, ended up being ranked number 3, and they could never move up because the two teams ahead of them never lost.
Right. But I agree with that. But what I'm saying is, why would you put a team with 0 loss ahead of a team with 1 loss?
Okay,
because it's built for Bama. Let's be honest.
Auburn was 17. Auburn was ranked 17th coming in. They were ranked. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And let's check in with Stacy in Tennessee. Hello, Stacy.
Hello, Mr. Feinbaum. Pleasure and honor to speak to you again,
thank
sir.
You very
it's
much.
Been a while since I had something to complain about. Sir, I think that I have seen something differently, or maybe it's my ignorance. I don't know. I don't want to pump Saban up any more than he already is. And I don't want to discredit my beloved Josh Heupel. He has brought dignity and pride back to me. And I just believe that what I saw, I don't want to talk about the penalties or the punch ball or any of that. I believe that they went in at halftime, figured out everything that we were doing, and shut us down. That is why he is the GOAT. And am I mistaken, sir?
You're not. You are 100% correct.
My boys didn't quit playing. The effort was there. Not like the days past where we were not a second-half team. Complete and total shutdown. And I just, the more I've watched it, I rewatched the game. Take the penalties out of it, the outcome is the same.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, every game has those plays, and You know, the first series in the second half set the tone,
yes,
and that's
sir.
What Nick Saban wanted. And and then as the game was slipping away, Josh Heupel rolled the dice. I heard his reasoning, as you did, but when you go for it and it's a tremendous gamble and you don't succeed and the next thing you know you're behind, you have officially made a terrible decision. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check out Mark in Mississippi. Hello, Mark.
Howdy, toddy, gosh almighty. Who the hell are we, Paul?
Yes, sir.
6-1.
Looking good.
Good, solid road win at Auburn. Credit Auburn. They went down swinging. They were tough out, as I knew they would be. I mean, you know, anytime you play on the road in this league, it's going to be tough, but especially at Auburn, okay? And give Hugh Freeze some time. He will do a good job at school. Just give him some time. And no shame in losing Ole Miss. We got a damn good team right now. Dart's playing good ball. We got one of the best running backs in the country, if not the best. Dude is a beast. Judkins is a beast. I mean, and I think Ole Miss is a strong argument for being number 10 in the country right now, right behind Bama. I mean, we played three ranked teams, beat two of them, won them on the road. Penn State's ranked number 10, played one ranked team. Ohio State lost to them. What say you, Paul? I love your show. Bye.
Yeah, no, I agree. Ole Miss doesn't get much credit right now because of the Alabama loss, but that's about to change. Ole Miss has A&M. They have Georgia. They have some really big games ahead. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate your enthusiasm for the Rebs. Jay in Mobile, Alabama.
Roll Tide, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Another great Saturday of football, Paul. I just want to shout out to our fans that were at the game. Y'all were awesome. Y'all really brought it the whole game. But, Paul, what surprised me the most, we only had one penalty the whole game. I know that made Nick happy. But, anyway, we really need this bye week. Rest up. And, Paul, I want to shout out to LSU. Y'all are the next victims. Roll Tide, Paul.
Thank you for the call. Clint is also in Alabama.
Well, yes, sir.
Hey, Clint.
Well, I was also want to point out the fact that we didn't have but one penalty for 5 yards. But on the other hand, if Alabama played as good in the second quarter against Michigan, Ohio State, against any of these things, could any of them beat them?
Well, I mean, the way Alabama played in the second half, they could beat anybody. But Alabama's come back in 6 weeks from literally the dead to being really one of the best teams in the country, and that's what you want to do. This is where Alabama got sideways last year, and it looks like the reverse is happening in the 23 season. Thank you very much for the call. Swan is in Georgia. Hello, Swan.
Hey, Paul, how are you, sir?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I just had a kind of a quick question. I was looking at the schedule. I'm kind of jumping ahead to the week 10, and I don't see any large games nationally. The biggest games are in the SEC, which would be Alabama.
Yeah, no,
LSU.
It's a monster week.
Yeah. So, I mean, which one do you think will be a better game, the Georgia-Missouri game or the LSU-Alabama game? And where do you think the SEC Nation will go?
Yeah, that's by the way, it's a good question. And, we try to get around, as you know. We've already been to Alabama twice. So it makes it more difficult to get there three times in one season. We've never done that before. So the Missouri game at Georgia and the there's another game, too. A&M may not be that great, but it's still an important game at Ole Miss. So those are, I think, the three games you have to look at. And yep. much of that's an impossible decision to make until after the games next week.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Yeah, it's I mean, right now it's very possible the SEC will have the two biggest games in the country that week. And I don't think it's very possible. I think it's extremely likely. We'll take a short break. We are coming back. Much more to come here on the show right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Ah, one of my favorite people who's got to be celebrating today. His team won a big road game. Ricky from Mississippi.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Hail State, Ricky.
Yeah, really. Hey, they proved me wrong. I said they weren't going to win the SEC game. I stand corrected. But
Ricky, what if I told you that Mississippi State would score 7 points and win a road game in the SEC?
Right, yeah. They tried their best to give away that game.
Well, you got to remember, they were playing Arkansas.
Well, I mean, they tried their best to give away that game. That was tough to watch, boy. I tell you, but hey, you know, like I said, now next week is going to be even more interesting when they play Auburn, because you got two first year head coaches going against one another, and of course Hugh Freeze has got a lot more experience and everything. But I wonder, hey, Paul, I wonder if it's going to be one of these 3-2 games. You remember? How many years ago that was?
Was that 07? That was 08. Was that Tuberville? And who was the coach? Was it Jackie?
Jackie Sherrill, I believe. Yeah. that was a trip. But, man, I heard a guy say something a while ago about Arkansas, that K.J. Jefferson. They was trying not to give him hurt. What does he mean by that? I don't understand the analogy.
By the way, Ricky, that was Tuberville and Sylvester.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. It was Kroom. That was his last year, wasn't it?
I believe Kroom. Let me think. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, because I think that's when Mullen came after the year after that. I think.
Yeah, he came the next year. You are correct.
So what is the guy talking about K.J. Jefferson? They trying
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Dan Enos got fired after the game, so there's just been a lot of people trying to fit agendas into whatever happened. Anyway, Ricky, who's next for you? Oh, you guys are going to Auburn, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was thinking what an interesting game that would be, you know. I was thinking it's going to be a low-scoring game.
I think it's going to be far more high-scoring. I'd say 10-9.
I don't know. The defense is, you know, Auburn has a real good defense, though.
They did. I mean, their defense plays really hard. Their offense, though, is very suspect. Hey, Ricky, thank you. Another guy whose team lost over the weekend, Cat Daddy is up next.
Big Paul looking good and sounding good as always, and I know that you probably think I'm going to have a beer downer because the Pussycats in the upstate are getting their butts beat and my Gamecocks ain't doing squat. You know that's right. But, Junior, come in the liquor store today. We are 65% up on liquor sales since this past Saturday.
Clemson loses, Gamecocks lose, and people want to have an extra drink or two.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. They're upset people coming in here on both sides. You know that's right. I mean, we have blown out because we thought our victories were over Clemson and Tennessee. And, of course, Clemson thought they had the right quarterback. I mean, there's all types of stuff. But that's just college football. I'm just glad to be a fan of it and glad to have a show like yours that can put us all in perspective.
Well, Cat Daddy, thank you very, very much. We go from Columbia to Charlotte. Papa Dub is up next.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, man?
Dub, how are you?
I'm well. I thought I would come. I've kind of got a lot of things going on in my mind about this whole NIL and the transfer portal, and I've kind of started drinking the Kool-Aid on the transfer portal was going to be the kind of the Achilles heel to college football as we know it. And I'm starting to see that maybe that is not even the probably the truth either anymore. So I thought I'd come to the Speaker of the House of the SEC and set things straight and see what your thoughts were.
Well, by the way, when does the transfer I am also running for the Speaker of the House in Washington.
Well, yeah, right now, let me tell you what. You'll get more votes than anybody else up there.
I've got at least seven votes secured.
Hit the gavel. You're in.
I'm in. Let the House come to order.
Exactly. But I was again. I thought the NIL. I said that's just going to. Everybody's got money. It may not be as much money at each institution as others, but I thought the transfer portal would be kind of the leveling of the playground. But I don't see when that's taking effect. When do you feel like that people would start transferring out of their current places and going to others? During what part of the season would that take place?
Well, it usually happens right after the season, and sometimes it will happen right after spring practice.
Because I thought they had to be enrolled in the other institution before they could actually start participating.
Yeah, don't ever believe anything you read.
And the reason I guess what brought this all up was I was kind of taken back today when I saw this whole situation with the Texas quarterback got injured, and then they brought in this other young man instead of the Manning man, and then I said, well, how did that guy just stay there knowing that Manning's coming in there? So there must have been some NIL money that really hit his pocket.
There's no telling. I think the guy at Southern Cal making about $3.5 million, a lot of you would be shocked if you learned, and one of these days you probably will learn it. Hey, thank you very, very much for the call. Let's continue. And Anthony is in Georgia. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Paul. I'm a first-time caller, lifelong
hey
Georgia fan.
Thank you.
And my wife is in love with you because I'm a bald man, and she just loves your chrome dome. And
well,
she
what,
wants
what,
to know
Anthony,
if you'll
hold
send
on a second.
Her
now you
a bobblehead doll.
What is your wife's name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte. A beautiful name. And you two have been married for how long?
20 years, the 10th of this month.
20 years being married to lovely Charlotte. Well, I don't know Charlotte, but she sounds like she's near genius intelligence.
She is. She knows everything.
Is she a?
That's why she's my wife.
Is she a football fan too?
She is a Southeastern Conference football fan. I turned her into one about 22 years ago.
Well, that is great. My wife is also a big fan, and she's very typical of her loyalty to her particular school.
Well,
were you? You tell Charlotte thank you, and I hope one day I can meet this wonderful woman who I think might be the smartest woman on the face of the earth.
All right. I appreciate that, Paul. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I asked Jamari and Danny earlier. I said, it seems like we're missing a caller. You agree, Randy?
Who's that?
Someone has not called today. Think about it for a second. Who could that someone be? Hate to do this to you, but you'll have to stick around and find out. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Well, I've been wondering about this next caller. I know you have. Legend is next.
Woo! Rolex West. Thank you, thank you. Oh, duck, there comes the ladies' boomers. Rolex win, baby. Limousine riding. Cigar smoke. Woo! Cigar smoking. Light them up, Alabama fans. Light them up. That's right, Tennessee. Pop, pop. Rocky Flop, you'll always be bone sweet bone for me.
Okay, Legend.
If
you sing another verse, it'll cost us some money.
All right, Paul.
Now, Now, by the way, I would pick it up, but they'll.
Yeah, I just got the ESPN warning. I like it got cut off. I just got the blast for the ESPN, so. But you get the message.
I got the message.
Tennessee.
And by the way, I would argue that you weren't singing Rocky Top. You were singing Rocky Flop.
Yeah, I was. That's what I was singing, baby. 1-17 in your last 8 days. That's right, Rocky Flop. Back where you belong. Back where you belong. And let me tell you something. Your coach is a little crybaby. Wah, little crybaby. That's what he is. That's what Josh Heupel is, a little crybaby. They throwed 117 flags on us last year. Our coach didn't cry. He didn't cry when we picked off the winning interception in the end zone and y'all throwed another flag on us. He didn't cry. But you want to cry, Josh Heupel. Yeah, keep on crying because that's what you are, a two-loss, a three-loss team. You ain't back. You never was back. You just beat Pete Golden last year. So shut the hell up, Tennessee. You back where you belong. That's for you too, Phillip Farmer, Peyton Manning, Key Martin, for all y'all. In your face. In your face. Paul, I'd like to give you Legends' top three thoughts of the week in college football, if I could.
I cannot wait. I have a feeling I know where you're going here.
Uh-oh. Okay. Number three.
Number three,
ladies and gentlemen. Thought of the week. Missouri. Shut the hell up. You ain't back. You just an average Joe. It's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time, Missouri, for you show your true colors. Stop coming on here talking trash like you about something. Hell, if you make the SEC championship game, history tells us you're going to get beat by 40. So shut up. You ain't the show. You just an average Joe. Shut up. Legendary thought number two. Sign everywhere, sign. Really, Michigan? Y'all got to steal signs to win game with that weak-ass sketch? Come on, Michigan. Man, let me tell you something, Michigan. Nobody likes you. Only time I cheer for you is when you play Ohio State. Because for some reason, some way in this world, Ohio State is more hated than you. And that's saying something, Michigan. I hate you, Michigan. I hate your colors. I hate your coach. I hate your team. I hate the fact that your schedule is weaker than Georgia's weak-ass schedule. That's what I hate about you. And the fact that you would have to cheat, man, get out of here with that. They ought to kick your ass out of the NCAA with that schedule, having to do anything that's illegal to even get an advantage over anyone. And legendary thought
Ooh,
number one.
I know
one,
where you're
thought.
Going here. Go on, brother.
Well, legendary thought 1B. Thank you, Hugh Freeze. Thank you, Hugh Freeze. Thank you, Hugh Freeze. Let me tell you something. You ain't did a damn thing for Auburn. You're the boringest ass coach in the NCAA. You got no enthusiasm, no motivation. When you put that picture, they put the camera on you on the sideline, you look like somebody slapped you in the face with a big mouth bass. You got no enthusiasm. If Auburn had any sense, they turn it back over to Cadillac right now. You are not the answer. You are an average ass coach. But thank you, because I've been winning money on your sorry ass this season. And legendary thought number one. I heard you say it today, Paul. Nick Saban. Yes, Nick Saban, baby, is doing a master class. Wouldn't you agree, Paul?
Absolutely.
A master class. A master class. All you haters talked about Nick. All you outsiders said he was too old. I see where Augie put a post online one time, had Nick looking like he was 100 years old. Because you're a punk, Augie. Now you want to come on here today giving the man credit. Stay off our boat. Stay away from complimenting our coach. We don't like you. We don't want you around. And we don't want you talking about the great Nick. He's giving a master class to you idiots. You put him down. He counted him out. But Nick has came up and pimp-slapped you all. Pimp-slap. Pimp-slap. That's what the GOAT does. You challenged him. He rose to the occasion. And now, LSU, you are next on the line. You are next on the board.
and we're going to beat that ass, LSU. We owe you. We owe you. We're going to show you the real Brian Kelly and the real Nick Saban in 2 weeks. We back. Get ready. And Georgia, I see your sorry weak ass down the line. We're going to get to you, too. Woo! Legend has left the bill.
Miss Pat is up next.
Hello, Paul, and thank you so much for letting me follow Legend. Dang it. When I started watching today, I thought this is going to be a great day. I heard Mary Jo and Terry talking, and I thought, phone review, this is going to be fun. And then I did some stuff around the house, walked in the garage, and my hot water heater had exploded. And so I had to take care of that. Now, back to Legend's call. I don't know why he always mentions Auburn. It's almost like he's threatened by us. And I hate to count Coach Freeze out so soon. You know, he had a lot to fix and stuff. And I'm like, Legend, though, I do love Coach Caddy. And my last thought is I would vote for you for House Speaker so you can make that 8 votes. Okay?
Thank you very much, Miss Pat. You be well. You take care of yourself.
Bye.
David is up next. Hello, David.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? Listen, I want to just put Legend in his place. I'm an Alabama fan to the core, and I can tell him that Alabama lost 2 years straight to Louisiana Tech. I've seen them lose to Northern Illinois. I've seen them lose to Southern Mississippi. I've seen them get tied by Tulane. And I could mention two or three other instances of weak schedules. They played Chattanooga. They played Richmond. And they played teams that are just as weak as water when it comes to football. Why doesn't he compliment those schools? Richmond turns out terrific scholastic abilities. And Auburn does the same thing. They've graduated astronauts over there at Auburn. I live 25 miles from them. I've got several friends that I respect totally. Now, he needs to know a little history. Back in 1968, Alabama went on a losing streak with Bear Bryant as their coach. It started with their loss in the Cotton Bowl. And then in 69, they were 6-5. And in 70, they were 7-4. And people were almost talking Bear Bryant into quitting. They harassed the crap out of the poor guy. In 71, he instituted the wishbone at Alabama. They went out on the West Coast and beat Southern Cal 17-10, and they won 3 national championships in the 70s. Now they're talking about Saban being weak. There's so much room on the bus today, Pat, Paul, you better get on quick because it's going to fill up again. They all abandoned Coach Saban and
Alabama. Well, David, first of all, people didn't abandon Coach Saban. They were concerned about the quarterback situation. So what did Legend say about – did he mention Hugh Freeze? Did he mention Brian – oh, he did mention Brian Kelly. He essentially said – you heard him. He used a little coarser language than I'm about to. But he said come first Saturday in November – Brian Kelly's going to get his comeuppance from the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Man, we're going to score 50 on Brian Kelly. We're going to score 50 on Brian. We're going to score 50 on Nick Saban. Yeah, tell Nick Saban that. Nobody want to hear about no David. Talk about 1971 about Alabama and Bear Bryant. Bear Bryant, USC came to Alabama and beat them. That's why he went out there and got them brothers on his team. When USC came to Alabama, USC came down there with a bunch of brothers on their team and beat the crap out of Alabama in Alabama. And he and Bear Bryant said, "Oh, I got to have them on my team." And that what happened. Yeah, but hey, you tell Legend, we're going to beat the crap out of him with the number one offense. We got the number one offense in the country coming to Alabama.
Dwayne, I don't know where you were earlier, but Brian Kelly was here, and he said Alabama's the best defense he will have seen this year.
Hey, they're going to get the number one offense, too. We're going to see what's happening. Alabama offense ain't hitting on nothing. Tennessee had it, but 20 to 3. Tennessee had them, but that quarterback was Because
hey, Dwayne, if you,
I told you that.
A personal question here, if you answer it. When is
what?
The last time you visited a cardiologist?
I don't worry about that, man. Take
this
out, man. I just got in. Hey, I just got in from All Show today. I just came in today.
Oh, you're back.
I just got in at 3:30. Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
Hey,
Dwayne,
you ain't been hearing from me.
Hold on. So how long you gone?
3 weeks.
So guy, you're gone 3 weeks. You get home, and the first thing you do is call us?
Yep, I sure call y'all. Well, I hear that bull crap by Legend. Legend talking about that bull crap he talking about. Man, Legend. You tell Legend, you better be ready for that offense. But that boy, hey, he up for the Heisman.
I don't want to give you a
Heisman. Hey, we got a Heisman calendar at that quarterback, Trigger.
I want to chill out a little bit. I mean, you've been gone 3 weeks. That's a long time to be on a rig.
Don't worry. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, why? Why you act that, man? I'm talking about the football game.
Well, you sound a little bit uptight, maybe?
Yeah, a little stressed.
Hey. We like Georgia and Alabama at the beginning of the year when they're playing nobody. When they play nobody, they're putting up all them scores up on them weak teams. Yeah, we play Army this week. We beat them 6-2-0. Yeah, we shut them out. But hey, that's just like Georgia playing nobody. Alabama didn't play nobody. But when Alabama plays somebody, they struggle. They struggle with the competition.
No, they don't struggle. Yeah. They just got through beating.
They struggle with them people at halftime.
They beat A&M. They beat Ole Miss.
Tennessee had them, man. Hey, that quarterback for Tennessee is garbage. I've been told you that, Paul Feinbaum. I told you about that quarterback with bull crap.
They beat the team you lost to.
Oh, that was 2 years ago, man. Nobody worry about
no
more.
That was like
That's a new year. Hey, they ain't beat us. We beat Alabama last year.
Well, they're on kind of a revenge tour, if you haven't noticed. They beat Tennessee, and they're coming for you next week. Grab a beer. Slow down, man. We'll take a short break. We are coming back. Final few minutes of the show.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.